is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
Let us bow our heads while we pray.
请各位低头，我们祷告。
爱我们的天父上帝，我们虽然在这世界上看见在我们周围有很多使我们不平安的事，但是我们感谢主，因为你知道我们的需要。我们更是感谢主，因为你给我们留下一个完全的榜样。求主今天与每一位听众同在，赐给他们力量，使他们可以奔走天国的路程。我们这样祈求，都是奉主的圣名，阿门。Lesson 8 is our lesson for today.
我们今天所要研究的就是第八课。
And it is on page 24.
在第24页。
Please turn to page 24.
请翻到第24页。
And you will see that this lesson is a continuation of the subject discussed in the previous lesson.
这一课也是继续研究上一课的那个题目。
Behold the man.
看这个人。
Behold Jesus Christ.
看耶稣基督。
Yes, he was a good man.
是的，他是一位良善的人。
He was more than a good man.
然而他不仅是个良善的人而已。
As the poet philosopher Emerson testified,
正如那位哲学的诗人爱默生他所做的见证说，
Jesus is the most perfect man of all men that have appeared.
他说在所出现的一切人类之中，耶稣乃是最完全的人。
By perfection is meant sinlessness.
所谓完全就是无罪的意思。
The Bible describes sin,
圣经形容这个罪
as the transgression of the law,
就是违背律法。
Yes, transgression means the breaking of the law.
或者是干犯律法。
1 John 3:4
约翰一书三章四节。
Christ himself said,
耶稣曾经自己说，
I have kept my father's commandment,
我遵守了我父的命令。
John 15:10
约翰福音十五章十节。
30 years later,
在三十年之后，
his disciple Peter expressedhis convictions of Christ's sinlessness.
他的门徒彼得表明他确实相信基督的没罪，没有罪。
Yes, his convictions he expressed in these words.
他这样说，
Who did no sin.
他并没有犯罪。
Neither was guile found in his mouth.
口里也没有诡诈。
1 Peter 2:22
彼得前书二章二十二节。
You will notice in this paragraph the word conviction. To be convicted is to be impressed by the Spirit of God. And here Peter is expressing that he was convicted. Or this is a noun, his conviction that Christ was the Son of God.The next paragraph, why was it necessary for Christ to come to earth?
为什么耶稣必须要到世上来?
And become a man?
而成为一个人?
In following lessons,
在以后的课程之中,
this important question will be dealt with more fully.
这个问题,这个重要的问题,就要更详细地来研究。
One great reason
有一个重要的理由
was that Christ wished to give us a practical demonstration.
乃是因为基督他愿意为我们而做一种实际的示范。
In other words, he would show us himself by his life how to live. He desired to prove that it is possible to live a perfect life.
他要证明可能过一种完全的生活。
Through complete reliance on the power of God.
就是要彻底的靠赖上帝的能力。
Christ made this truth clear in John 5:19.
在约翰五章第十九节里头，耶稣这样解释这个真理。
So Jesus made answer and said,
耶稣对他们说，
Truly I say to you,
我实实在在地告诉你们，
The Son is not able to do anything himself.
子凭着自己不能做什么。
He is able to do only what he sees the Father doing.
唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。
Whatever the Father does,
父所做的事，
the Son does it in the same way.
子也照样做。
Christ was not a God in human form.
基督并不是上帝取了人形。
He actually became a man.
他乃是实实在在的成了人。
He grew from childhood.
他从婴孩长大。
His physical body often became hungry.
他的肉体也常常会感觉到饥饿。
Like any healthy person.
好像任何健康的人一样。
While traveling,
当旅行的时候，
he was often thirsty.
他常会感觉到口渴。
Those who have read the Gospel of John,
凡是念过约翰福音的人，
remember the time when Christ asked a Samaritan woman for a drink.
还会记得耶稣曾经向一个撒玛利亚的妇人要水喝。
The Bible records,
圣经记载，
that Jesus fell asleep at one time.
有一次说耶稣睡着了。
When he and his disciples were crossing the Sea of Galilee.
这是他跟他的门徒渡过加利利海的时候。
He was also subject to the temptations of mankind.
他也曾遭遇到人类所受的试探。
Therefore, it would have been possible for him to sin.
所以他也有犯罪的可能。
But thank God,
但是感谢上帝，
he did not sin.
他没有犯罪。
Not even once.
连一次也没有。
It says in Hebrews 4:15,
在希伯来书四章十五节说，
For we have not a high priest.Referring to Jesus.
因为我们的大祭司，这是指耶稣说的。
Who is not able to be touched by the feelings of our feeble flesh.
并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
You see, here you have two nots or a double negative. In other words, we have a high priest who is able to be touched by the feelings of our feeble flesh.
换一句话说，这个意思就是，我们这一位大祭司能够体恤我们的软弱。
But we have one who has been tested in all points as we ourselves are tested.
他也曾凡事受过试探与我们一样。
But without sin.
只是他没有犯罪。
In this world of injustices and evil,
在这个不公平和罪恶的世界上，
Often it is the good man who suffers.
常是好人受苦。
While the wrongdoer prospers.
而那些为非作歹的人就是一帆风顺。
Did Jesus taste this bitterness?
耶稣曾经尝过这种痛苦没有呢？
Yes.
有的。
The most unfair trial in history.
在这世界上最不公平的审判。
Was the trial of Christ.
就是基督所受的审判。
He was falsely accused.
他是受了诬告。
Before the non-Christian Roman governor Pilate.
被诬告于那个不信基督的罗马巡抚比拉多之前。
After careful examination,
经过了详细的审问之后,
Pilate announced his verdict.
比拉多就宣布了他的判决。
I find no fault in this man.
我查不出这人有什么罪来。
Luke 23:4.
路加二十三章四节。
Yet, because he feared the multitude.
然而因为他恐惧那些个群众。
Who were clamoring for blood.
就是那些个喧嚷叫嚣要求杀戮的群众。
Pilate permitted this innocent man.
比拉多就让这位无罪的人
to be destroyed.
被害了。
Jesus was taken by the unruly mob.
耶稣被那些无法无天的暴徒所捉拿。
Scourged.
被鞭打。
And nailed to the cross.
也钉在十字架上。
Behold this man.
看这个人。
His perfection withstood the supreme test.
他完全的品格遭受了最大的考验。
The supreme test of torture and death.
就是那苦痛和死亡的考验。
Yes, his perfection withstood, or in other words, he overcame, or he was successful, victorious in this supreme test.
他经过了这样的试验之后，仍然是毫不动摇。
Not by so much as a word or a look did Christ show resentment.
基督甚至没有用一句话或是一种表情来表示怨恨。
Yes, Christ did not show any resentment, even by a word or a look.
他没有用他所说的话或是他脸上的表情来表示怨恨。
Resentment or anger or fear.
怨恨、愤怒或是恐惧。
It is all the more amazing.
而且还有另外一个使我们惊讶的事情。
When we realize the truth that Jesus knowingly and voluntarily chose the path that led to his death.
就是我们晓得基督明明知道却自愿选择那条使他领向死亡的道路，我们就更加的惊奇了。
Now this, sentence is a little bit long, isn't it? Here it says, it is all the more amazing, very amazing.
这个句子比较长一点，就是说我们晓得这底下的事情的时候，我们就是更加的惊讶不至了。
In other words, we become amazed when we realize a certain truth.
我们明白了底下的这个真理之后。
And that is that Jesus, he chose the path of death, evenwhen he knew ahead of time this path.
就是基督他明明晓得这条死亡的道路，但是他还是自动的选择了这条路。
He had the power to escape pain and death.
他有能力逃避痛苦和死亡。
But did not use that power.
就是从来没有用过那个能力。
The Bible says,
圣经说,
For because he himself has suffered,
他自己既然被试探而受苦
suffered and been tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted.
就能搭救被试探的人。
It's found in Hebrews 2:18 according to the Revised Standard Version.
这是希伯来书二章十八节。
What a comfort to know that Jesus has already gone over this road we are traveling.
但是晓得我们所行的路乃是耶稣早已经走过的，这是一件何等安慰人的事。
See, Jesus has gone over this road before.
耶稣曾经走过这条路。
The road we are traveling today.
也就是我们今天所走的路。
That should be a comfort to us.
那这样，这件事情对我们应当是一种安慰。
Here is a perfect man.
这位完全的人
who knows the bitterness of weariness and hunger,
他了解疲倦和饥饿的痛苦。
He knows the strength of Satan's temptations,
他明白撒旦试探的势力。
Therefore, he can sympathize with every weak and tempted soul.
所以他能够对每一个软弱的受试探的人表同情。
Now, in English, we can use the word soul to apply to a person, see? So he can sympathize with every tempted or weak and tempted individual or person. He says to us,
他对我们说,
I overcame through power from heaven.
我靠着天上来的能力得胜了。
You can too.
你也能照样得胜。
Those who continue to study each lesson studiously.
凡是愿意继续用心来研究每一课,
will learn how to live this life of victory.
就必会学到如何度胜利的生活。
Now let us look at our new words.
现在请注意我们的生字。
See, there are 14 of them here.
这一课一共有14个生字。
We'll begin on page 24.
我们要从24页开始。
Number one.
第一个。
Demonstration.
一种表演或者示范。
Demonstration. Two. Reliance.
信赖。
Reliance. Page 25.
第二十五页。
Number three. Temptations.
试探。
Temptations. Four. Unfair.
不公平的。
Unfair. Five. Falsely accused.
诬告。
Falsely accused. Six. Verdict.
判决。
Verdict. Seven. Clamoring.
喧闹。
Clamoring. 26. 8. Unruly.
难以控制的暴徒。
Unruly mob.
难以控制的暴徒。
9. Scourged.
鞭打。
Scourged. 10. Supreme test.
最大的考验。
Supreme test. 11. Resentment.
冤有不快。
Resentment. 12. Amazing.
第十二，惊愕。
Amazing. 13. Voluntarily.
自愿，自动。
Voluntarily. And 14. Escape.
逃避。
Escape. Let's read the lesson over in English.
我们要把这课文用英文再念一遍。
Behold Jesus Christ. Yes, he was a good man. He was more than a good man. As the poet-philosopher Emerson testified, Jesus is the most perfect man of all men that have appeared. By perfection is meant sinlessness. The Bible describes sin as the transgression of the law. 1 John 3:4. Christ himself said, I have kept my Father's commandment. John 15:10. 30 years later, his disciple Peter expressed his convictions of Christ's sinlessness in these words, Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. 1 Peter 2:22. Why was it necessary for Christ to come to earth and become a man? In following lessons, this important question will be dealt with more fully. One great reason was that Christ wished to give us a practical demonstration. He desired to prove that it is possible to live a perfect life through complete reliance on the power of God. Christ made this truth clear in John 5:19. So Jesus made answer and said, Truly I say to you, the Son is not able to do anything himself. He is able to do only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son does it in the same way. Christ was not a God in human form. He actually became a man. He grew from childhood. His physical body often became hungry, like any healthy person. While traveling, he was often thirsty. Those who have read the Gospel of John remember the time when Christ asked a Samaritan woman for a drink. The Bible records that Jesus fell asleep at one time while he and his disciples were crossing the Sea of Galilee. He was also subject to the temptations of mankind. Therefore, it would have been possible for him to sin. But, thank God, he did not sin, not even once. It says in Hebrews 4:15, For we have not a high priest, referring to Jesus, who is not able to be touched by the feelings of our feeble flesh, but we have one who has been tempted in all points, as we ourselves are tested, but without sin. In this world of injustices and evil, often it is the good man who suffers, while the wrongdoer prospers. Did Jesus taste this bitterness? Yes. The most unfair trial in history was the trial of Christ. He was falsely accused before the non-Christian Roman governor, Pilate. After careful examination, Pilate announced his verdict, I find no fault in this man. Yet, because he feared the multitude who were clamoring for his blood, Pilate permitted this innocent man to be destroyed. Jesus was taken by the unruly mob, scourged, and nailed to the cross. Behold this man. His perfection withstood the supreme test of torture and death. Not by so much as a word or a look did Christ show resentment, anger, or fear. It is all the more amazing when we realize the truth that Jesus knowingly and voluntarily chose the path that led to his death. He had the power to escape pain and death, but did not use that power. The Bible says, For because he himself has suffered and been tempted, he is able to help those who are tempted. What a comfort to know that Jesus has already gone over this road we are traveling. Here is a perfect man who knows the bitterness of weariness and hunger. He knows the strength of Satan's temptations. Therefore, he can sympathize with every weak and tempted soul. He says to us, I overcame through power from heaven. You can too. Those who continue to study each lesson studiously will learn how to live this life of victory. Dear listener,
亲爱的听众,
in these lessons, we do not have time to tell you all about Christ's life.
在这些课程之中, 我们没有时间把耶稣基督生平的所有的事情告诉各位。
Therefore, I hope you will purchase a Bible and read the four Gospels for yourself.
所以我希望你能买一本圣经,自己去看四福音书。
Truly, there is not a second person like Jesus Christ.
实在的,没有第二个人像耶稣基督那样。
He came to give us hope.
他来乃是要赐给我们希望。
So let us lift up our heads.
所以我们应当抬起头来。All
who accept Christ's ministry for mankind will have a very bright future.
凡是接受耶稣基督为人类所做的服务的人呢，一定会有一个光明的将来。各位朋友，
愿上帝赐福于您。我们下一次 再见。